All right, pleased to be joined here in studio with Nicolas Gagnon, the president of the new Mighty Peace Basketball League that was recently announced. I guess, first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. We are pretty excited to get the league going. We're hoping for the best, but you know, we're trying to get the word out, and we're excited to be on the radio here and kind of let's say a little more about the group.
Yeah, I guess, why don't we kind of, start with that? What was kind of sort of the some of the reasons for getting this league sort of started up here?
I've kind of had this idea for 5 years. I'm originally from Peace River. I lived in Edmonton for 15 years, and I moved back. And the biggest thing I loved about Edmonton, it was playing basketball with a bunch of buddies. You get together after for drinks, and it was just a good time. So I moved to Peace River, and there really wasn't a competitive basketball league. There's drop-in for anyone that can go, but there's not a league where, you know, guys still want to play with their buddies where it's competitive and there's refs and scores and this and that. So, you know, it was trying to get everyone involved that can kind of work with me here. And, you know, we have our secretary, you know, our media, get, you know, our assistant vice. So once I had that, it was like, okay, let's see what we can do here. Let's see if there's some interest. And yeah, we decided let's give it a shot. So here we are.
And I know with like other sports around the region, like with hockey and baseball, we have these, you know, kind of working man's leagues, if you will, guys that, you know, obviously have day jobs during the week and then, you know, go out and play sports on the weekends. Is this kind of a sort of a similar idea with basketball now?
Yeah, very similar. It'd be like your rec hockey or rec baseball. It's just for guys, you know, that aren't in high school anymore, but we do allow 17 plus, but it's for guys, you know, that have graduated, that are looking to still play a competitive sport with their buddies and play different people around the area. We're hoping to get, you know, some people from Fairview, maybe some people from Manning, and hopefully it takes off and it grows. And, you know, we'd like to do a women's league too, but for now we're just going to try to stick with men, see how it goes, and then expand from there. But yeah, same with the rec and baseball leagues kind of here.
And I guess you kind of touched on it a little bit there. What's kind of sort of the kind of an ideal number you're looking at for in terms of like a number of teams and you know, potential different markets to use? What's kind of sort of some plans there?
Yeah, so we aren't sure how it's going to go this first little round. So we wanted to do a short season. So we're planning to have six teams and then do a 2 month, 6 game regular season, and then 2 game playoffs. And then there'll be a champion. And then hopefully if there's enough interest in fall, we would like to expand. We would possibly look at, right now it's at Mile Zero in Grimshaw. We would like to expand possibly if we could get some schools in Peace River. We would like to do a women's league if it's possible and there's enough interest. And even, you know, if we could do a couple divisions. Right now we're just going to run with six teams, one division, everyone plays each other kind of thing. But we're hoping it takes off. We're hoping it can grow. But this May to June is just kind of the trial run to see how things work.
Yeah, and I guess what are kind of some things you're hoping to see in terms of, like, you know, getting more interest? You mentioned, you know, potentially a women's division next season. You know, what's kind of sort of the, I guess, goals, expectations, that kind of stuff for that there?
Ideally, like, my dream would be to have a team from Fairview, you know, maybe a team from Worsley, a team from Manning. If we could get Valley, I know it's a little farther, but that's kind of the goal. I coach high school basketball, so I talk to a lot of the coaches and the refs and the players, and I know there's interest, like, in the surrounding communities. It's just, you know, is the drive reasonable? Like, is the cost reasonable? Do we have the reffing right and the facilities? So there's a lot of what ifs, but I'm hoping with the first round, we'll get a lot of interest. We'll have some teams that will be on waiting lists, and then they'll be excited for fall. And, you know, we can get that running. I know basketball is popular here. It's just setting it all up and getting it kind of in place and started and a place for people to play. So that's what we're hoping.
All right, definitely going to be interested to see how this goes. Nicolas Gagnon with the Mighty Peace Basketball League, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And let's hope for the best.